Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
And a brisk happy new year to all. Hey, you're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. We get to February 26th and 27th in the parallel universe of Rack and Fin Radio whenever a season opens and need cause for a new year celebration. A little early on this one, but Tuesday, the striped bass season, Back Bay, Tidal Creek, Tidal River, whatever season opens, as also for winter flounder as well. Not too many winter flounder down here in South Jersey. And a one captain who knows where they are. We caught him with him, Captain Al Crudelli, two live crew on a Bayhound at a Sea Isle. But again, people, again, the limit is two at 12 inches, and they are better tasting than fluke, a.k.a. summer flounder, by a big margin. I prefer the winter flatties. Hey, man, maybe you could double it up with some catch-and-release stripers, although there will be some keeper stripers in the back, no doubt. Joining us in the next couple of segments, Captain Dave the Rave Show with our 19th annual, yes, Rack and Fin Radio's 19th annual opening day, opening week, whatever, striper tactics, where to and what to use. Hey, just a couple of reminders. This coming, was it Boat Show, AC Boat Show, Wednesday through Sunday. But also on March 3rd, the New Jersey Marine Fisheries Council meeting. Okay, it's going to be virtual, and that sucks because you really can't get in there and voice your opinion because they shut you down. They keep it to a time limit there. Okay, it's going to be scheduled for 5 p.m. Summer flounder, black sea bass, and porgy regulations expected to be reviewed. For the webinar details, go to, should I give you this 13-inch long address? No, you never remember it like me. Call 609-292-7794. 609-292-7794 to get involved with it. That's March 3rd, New Jersey Marine Fisheries Council meeting is scheduled for 5 p.m. Now, the March edition of the Fisherman Magazine is out, another friggin' grand slam. And I'm telling you, people, Hutch hit it right yet again in his editor's log. In fact, it made the fishing wire. Shout out to Hutch. I saw that on Friday morning. Jim Hutchinson Jr., Fish Court. Yeah, like Judge Wapner thing, Fish Court. Goes into, again, how you you get to these, you get fish and wildlife violations, hunting, fishing violations, trapping violations, whatever. Go to municipal courts or whatever. And the judge is like, what are you kidding me? I have criminals here. What are you doing? And the thing gets the short shift. Remember that scenario from last month when they had all those dead stripers up there, Raritan Bay, called, 500 stripers? Hutch makes an excellent point on page 3, Fisherman Magazine. Check it out. Fish Court. Go to thefisherman.com and check it out. Subscribe to The Fisherman. You can't beat it. $29.95 a year. You'll see them at the AC Boat Show. I'll be at the Fisherman booth a few of those days. Go ahead, check out and talk some fishing. Also talk, hey, we can talk some fishing, talk some hunting, whatever. Boat sales. Will they be impacted by the rapidly escalating fuel prices? Just my little area went up 8 cents in 3 days. 4 to 9. Hey, you know what's up? When you see the prices on the parkway and turnpike are less expensive than the local stations, you know something's up, and it's not going to be getting better. Hey, grab that cup, grab that rebel. Coming up, Captain Dave the Rave Show. We're going to close it out, too. Louis Mazzio, yo, Buck, now is the time to get those mineral sites down. Get the deer, man. I need some minerals. I need some nutrition. This is a critical time of year, these next 2 months especially. You're not only going to help antler growth, you're going to help the does as well. Be right back, Rack and Fin Radio. Time for bass with Captain Dave. Be right back.
The Russia-Ukraine showdown. Get the latest updates at the top and bottom of every hour from Fox News. The latest press conferences and live reports from the ground. And live breaking news coverage.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
The Auto Plaza at English Creek. Roll with Mr. Tire.
This is Harry Hurley, and I'm with the mayor, Charles Kane, owner and operator of the Auto Plaza Egg Harbor Township. Mayor, tell your listeners who are looking for a car, why should they choose the Auto Plaza?
Harry, it's our full-service department, selection, and hassle-free financing alternatives that have set us apart for over 17 years. Over the years, we've been the recipient of many sales and service awards, as well as receiving an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. It's been a real honor for us. We are now serving a second generation of sales and service customers. Stop in today. You're going to love our staff and experience what makes us different.
For all of your automobile service parts and sales needs, call the Auto Plaza at 609-646-2447. That's 609-646-2447. And visit us on the World Wide Web at myautoplaza.com.
The Auto Plaza at English Creek.
Chrysler Tire.
Okay, this is just too good to keep to myself. Right now, Kohl's is giving rewards members double the rewards. As if taking an extra 20% off and earning Kohl's cash wasn't enough, you also get double the rewards? Shopping just doesn't get better than this. So if you're not already a member, do yourself a favor and enroll today. It's free to do in-store or online at kohls.com/more rewards. You and your wallet can thank me later. Must be enrolled in Kohl's Rewards to receive double Kohl's rewards. Earn amount may vary. Offers end February 27th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Hey, thanks for coming over, Jake from State Farm.
Couldn't say no, Pablo. Love me some vinyl.
Well, my budget doesn't. I'm calling time on my vinyl collecting.
Whoa! Don't give up what you love. State Farm has options like insuring your home and ride with great rates on both.
Ooh, that's music to my ears.
All right, spin that vinyl. For surprisingly great rates, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com for a quote today.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM, South Jersey's talk station.
Well, a early Happy New Year to all. Tuesday's a March 1st opener of the Back Bay Striper season. Tidal rivers and bays, the bass will be legal. Joining me, a great guest, 19 years strong here on our opening day Striper show, is Captain Dave the Rave Showell, Seacon Bay Sports Center, 81 Natalie Terrace in Absecon. Again, we had a little bit of a funky weather stretch there, but we shall see. It's March, the cruelest month. 55-61 day. That's what I say in my articles. From penguin to bluebird and back again. But according to Captain Dave, hey, the white perch bite has been pretty steady. The bass have to be active too. Captain Dave, happy 19th anniversary, brother. How you doing?
It's hard to believe it's been that long. I'm still here. I'm still fishing. Hope to get out maybe even the first week. But I'm definitely ready to go, because all indicators, you know, weatherman and what have you, are amazing.
Dave, it seems like pardon the punny, but the stars are lining up. I think this could be a breakout spring season.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't know how many times I've sat here, you know, 2 days before the season and looked at skim ice out here on the creek and wondered if anybody going to be able to get a line in the water. But this year, well, we just last week, we had, you know, back it was Wednesday, we had 70 degrees, and 70 degree sunshine shining on all those shallow rivers is really going to get things woken up and get that metabolism on those stripers, yeah, starting to cook. And once it starts, you know, they ain't going to stop. They're going to start eating and eat good. Hopefully eat your bait.
Dave, the perch have been at it. Now, some guys have caught some small stripers, you know, the 8, 10, 12 inches, way up in the back, especially down in the Tuckahoe, Corbin City area, Dave. So the bass around, again, the water temperature is raising up. But again, it gets cold. When you get these wild swings, Dave, and weather impacting the water temperature, maybe a little degree here or there. I don't know, man. Like you said, once that bite's on, they're hungry. They're going to go.
Yeah, this is on. This has been, it's been a quite a, well, it still is winter. Literally, you look at the calendar, you know, you got to be all the way to about the 20th of March till it's actually springtime. So this is winter striper fishing. And I've seen pictures of released fish that were well into 20 inches. I haven't seen anything over 28 released, but I've, you know, everybody, there's always rumors, but they always look bigger when you get to put them back in the water. it's like I say, if you come in here and say you got a 6-pound flounder and you're cooler and you want to weigh it without even looking at it, says you can say you got a 6-pound flounder, but if you weigh it, the real size goes public. So, and most of the 6-pounders could work out to about 3.5. So,
hey, I call it the Tom P multiply by 2-factor. I have the 2-factor, Dave, and I have the 4-factor. They work in my advantage in many a situation. Well, Cap, now it's been, again, over the past few years, especially that I've really taken notice of it. There have been some surprise catches of keeper stripers when guys are perch fishing high low rigs with some bloodworms.
Oh, there are a lot of fish in the rivers, and well, we'll try to isolate it a little bit because there is no one spot.
Right,
the perch have the perch seem to like a brackish that's about halfway between salt and fresh. And and it seems like the peak spot, you know, if you wanted to put a target on perch and stripers in the Mullica River, you're looking around lower bank. You know, if it's a shame we can't fish off of that lower bank bridge, bridge in the middle of the woods, and they shut it down because a couple of people are, you know, there's people that are pigs and throw their trash, but, you know, so even they could get educated, I believe, but that's another story. We're upbeat today. The fish are going
to
bite.
Well, Dave, let me say add one thing to that. I remember when that was, you know, that enraged a lot of people. But and you mentioned it, Shoal. I'll never forget. You said, "Here's a situation, Tom P. You watch. Once that goes away, once they take it away, it's never coming back." And there have been some, I guess, feeble attempts to get it reopened that area. But Dave, that hot spot's gone forever.
Yeah. Well, they've been catching all spring, you know, along the bank there, right, you know, in front of the boat works, whoever's got it now, you know, right next to the bridge and underneath it. And I've had several stories that the end of December, you know, on New Year's Eve, there were literal blitzes of bass feeding on bunker. Adult bunker and peanut bunker right there at lower bank. And they kept it pretty quiet, but those fish, I am sure, are still in the river. It got cold quick after that, and I am willing to bet. I'm betting on it. I'm betting on a refrigerator full of bloodworms that those fish are still hanging in the river.
Sure.
I'll tell you what. A refrigerator full of bloodworms is a big bet. I have a tough time. If it goes bad, I have a tough time losing that much in the casinos.
I hear. Well, Dave, now let's key on some air. What are we looking for now? Looking for the deeper holes just bordering the flats or a sliding flat down to a channel? Where are these bass going to be hanging out?
Well, that seems to be the ticket. You know, and, well, I was going to go from the, you know, from the Mullica River down to the Egg Harbor River, and in the area around the South River, your gravelly run kind of area seems to be, that's the salinity seems to be the best. And that's where the fish are going to show up or are. And I'll tell you, these perch fishermen have, you know, up in the Mullica anyway, have been looking for the striper bite, because it seems like the big perch are hanging with the stripers. Mm-hmm. You know, and you might be able to find where the stripers are. I don't know how you fish for them, but you might want to size down your circle hooks a little bit just to bring home a couple of them big white ones for bait, or not for bait, for dinner.
Yeah. Well, Dave, now it's historical. It's unfortunate you have to say that. It's historical. Who knows how the numbers are, if they are even coming back, you know, the blueback, the alewife people. But, Dave, remember the herring run? Once that started, the Egg Harbor River, the Tuckahoe River, that was insane fishing right up there at the bulkhead in Mays Landing. And a little farther, the South River's a quick little jaunt from there. But, Dave, I remember I'm seeing fish 25, 30, 35 pounds up there, and this existing state freshwater record was caught a little farther down the river back in, I think, 2002 or 3 or 4, whatever. So, yeah, it's a monster bass coming up. Have you noticed any fish of that caliber, not to 50 pounds naturally, but 25, 30, 35 pounds in this early run?
Oh, they're not necessarily early. You know, I found, because, you know, when we were allowed to use herring, and that was amazing.
Oh, man.
But I had probably the only legal live herring business in the state, and it was legal because they checked the heck out of me, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
I would start, you know, every year at either the full moon or the new moon closest to the 15th of March.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, I think we do got the new moons right around the 15th of March. And when you want to start catching big, big fish, I think that's going to be the clue. But we're going to see keepers. Every year I bet that I'm going to see keepers on opening day or soon after. And this year, we're going to do it, and I'm going to be giving out gift certificates right on March 1st, I am sure.
Oh, Dave, we'll get into that in the second segment. Dave, can you hang in? We're up against a hard break. We have on the line Captain Dave, the Rave Shoal, Absecon Bay Sports Center, 81 Natalie Terrace in Absecon. This is our 19th anniversary. Opening day, Striper Tactics, and where to go. Captain Dave's going to hang in. Grab that cup, grab that Rebel, people. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
If you're wondering what to do with your money in these unusual economic times, or if you have questions about retirement planning, IRAs, 401ks, or taxes, then listen to The Heart of Your Money, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG, featuring author and financial expert Joe Yakovich. The Heart of Your Money will focus on you, your family, and your financial portfolio. The Heart of Your Money with Joe Yakovich, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
We get it. You're not going to work just anywhere. You're smart, you're ambitious, and you want to help others. You want a place where you can thrive, feel fulfilled, and have an opportunity for growth, all while making an incredible living. Right now is the perfect time to join the team at Town Square Media as a marketing consultant. Join one of the fastest growing digital companies in America, where you get to help build client solutions with real local influencers and sell brands like TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube. If this sounds exciting to you, let's have a conversation. Our comp package is amazing, with unlimited earning potential, including base salary, mobile phone, auto expense, 401k match, trip incentives, and more. If you're competitive, driven, and have the ability to communicate great ideas, we'd love to hear from you. With digital advertising expected to double over the next 3 years, the timing could not be better. Reach out to Mike Rubel, Market President, at 609-910-5249 or visit careers.townsquaremedia.com. Town Square Media is an equal opportunity employer.
East Coast Roofing and Siding, protecting what you love and own. East Coast Roofing and Siding, trust us with your family and home.
Hey there, South Jersey. This is Sean Steitler with East Coast Roofing, Siding, and Windows. Do you have a home project you've been pushing off? Does your house need a facelift? If so, you need to take advantage of our economic relief rebate program. For a limited time, we are offering no money down, no interest, and no payments for 12 months. Plus, when the job is complete, we will send you a rebate check for up to 15% of the cost. No payments until 2023 and money back in your pocket? You can't beat this deal. Call us today to schedule your free consultation. 609-625-1900. That's 609-625-1900. You can also visit our website at eastcoastroofing.com for more information.
East Coast Roofing and Siding, trust us with your family and home.
Hey, big guy. Simple credibility approval.
Listen, big guy, try this. Give them more cash for their clunker.
That was my idea.
It's a President's Day sale all month. Zero down, 0.9% financing, zero payments for 90 days, or $1,000 cash back. At Matt Flat Kia, you could have it all. Plus, we want to get you out of that old car you hate. Come in today or visit us online and get the credit you deserve. 0.9% APR financing available for up to 60 months on new 2022 Kia Stinger, or get $1,000 cash back. Plus, Matt Flat Kia in Toms River and Egg Harbor Township wants your trade, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth. Don't forget, you can't make a mistake with our 4-day love it or leave it return policy.
Gotta be a Matt Black kid.
Offers will approve Tier 1 or 2 credit through Kia Motors Finance. Not all will qualify. 0% based on 15-16 for $1,000 borrowed. 1,000 off all 22 Stingers. Go to MattBlackKiaNJ.com for complete details. Expires 3-4-2022. Matt Black Kia. 6211 on the Black Horse Pike. Egg Harbor Township. And now on Route 37 in Toms River. It's Truck Month. All month at Matt Black Nissan.
Oh yeah, it's on at Matt Black Nissan.
It's on at Matt Black Nissan. New trucks arriving every day and all month. Just because you don't see it on the lot doesn't mean you can't be driving it home tomorrow. $5,000 off Titans. Or lease the all-new 2022 Nissan Frontier S 4x4 King Cab. Just $279 per month with zero security deposit. Plus, AJ, the trade man, needs more trades. Get more for your trade and drive home a brand new Nissan with zero down. And pay 0% interest on every new Nissan in stock. And drive away with peace of mind. Because only Matt Black Nissan has a 4-day love it or leave it return policy. Only at MattBlattNissan.com. Negative equity will be refinanced into new vehicle 36-month, 10,000-mile pre-year lease, plus tax tag and $479 dock fee. Offers can't be combined. Call 877-289-6670 or go to MattBlattNissan.com for complete details. Offer ends 3-6-2022. It's on at MattBlattNissan on the Black Horse Pike.
Egg Harbor Township.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, welcome back to Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of February 26th and 27th. Happy New Year early. Opening of the Striper season. And in the parallel universe of Rack and Fin Radio, whenever there's an opening of any season, is indeed a cause for a New Year celebration. On Tuesday, March 1st, Back Bay, Tidal River, whatever, Striper season opens. Joining us is Captain Dave DeRave, show of Seacombe Bay Sportsman Center, our 19th annual. Dave, let's get to some. We mentioned some spots, and guys, you're going to have to find them on your own, but they are there. The bass are there. The numbers are thick. Water bumps that up, bump it up a few degrees, a few more degrees, and that bite will be on. Dave, let's talk baits for the bass, Dave. What do you? And I'm hurrying. No. But Dave, early season. What are you thinking, man?
Well, I'm always pretty much thinking bloodworms for the earliest because, you know, well, in theory, their metabolism is a little slower. They're just cruising along the bottom. Anything that grabs their fancy that they don't have to chase too hard, they're going to just stick it in their mouth. And bloodworms are, well, I always say they're the most expensive seafood you can possibly buy, and here we go, feed them to the fish.
How true is that? Well, Dave, I'll tell you, I'm now farther up north, like the Manasquan area, Upper Barnegat, and through there, guys have good luck with the early season bass, Dave, with sandworms. Yet down here, seems like below Weirton, you can't find a sandworm anywhere unless I have a special order, and then you better order a flat. What's the deal here? Do you ever sell sandies for the bass?
I've tried. I get people that ask, and like you said, I could. Well, right now the company I deal with for all my worms doesn't really deal with the sandworms, so it's hard for me to get them. And but since nobody asks, I don't bother anymore. It really is one of those dividing lines. It's like, it's like Route 72 north. You use killies for bait. From 72 right. South, you use minnows.
Same thing, fluke and flounder. Well, Dave, I'm...
Get it?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just... It just says South Jersey and North Jersey are two different worlds. There's no doubt about it.
Well, Dave, other than the bloods, not even mentioning the sandwich, other than the bloods, is there another... Now, bloods were always a thing. We always did the March 1st thing, freezing our... whatever's off down here. Shout out to Scotty Albertson, formerly Scott's Bait and Tackle on Radio Road and Mystic, that Graveling Point area. And Dave, it seemed that the wind coming, blasting you head on, and a dropping tide always caught bait. Not keepers. Well, you see a keeper here, mostly shorts. But it seemed, Dave, that spot especially, get a little bit of a warming trend, and bang, they went crazy. But it was always a bloodworm bite. Some guys tried, me among them, cut bunker, anything like that. It's bloods, and more bloods, but there has to be an alternative, is there not?
Well, I think this year you're going to see a more active fish. This water temperature definitely, even though we're going to be looking at a cold morning, it is definitely going to be a better bite than the years before. Here, go ahead, take it, Tom. 1 second.
Okay. We got Dave live, man. Already getting calls.
I had to turn off the phone.
Dave, you still there? Hold on.
Yeah.
Dave, back to the bloods. I mean, you order a flat, and you get what you get. Some of them are just like, from hunger. And then do you have to order those jumbos, Dave? In other words, to guarantee that you're going to get good quality, good size worms?
Well, now the jumbos are, well, it's almost a different animal. They're completely different size. I think they're full adult worms and they're hard to get. I've been selling bloodworms all winter long this year,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like I said, it's a big bet. I'm betting on that this is going to be a fantastic striper run, and I've been working with my worm dealer, and he's supposed to be getting me, on the list of the jumbo bloodworm people. Makes a difference, but it's hard to say, but I swear. If you take these things, count out a dozen little ones and a dozen jumbos, you're going to get a pound per pound ratio is going to be better on the jumbos as far as your price per pound as it is for the little ones. But it's, you know, I hate to admit it, but they're just, you know, I'm just where I can possibly be with the worms. And, you know, they're my least favorite bait in the store, but they work. Every, you know, people complain, I complain, you know, my dealer complains that the diggers, but you know, you got to have them. And I will.
Dave, to me, it's like gas. I got through on a call to my friend Dennis and Judy up there, 101.5 the other day. I was heading up, covering a couple of stories up there, way up North Jersey. Came to gas prices, and I said, guys, gals, as long as I can get, you know, within reason, naturally, Dave, as long as I can get it, as long as I can get that gas, fill up that tank on that beast I'm driving. Said, listen, same thing with the worms. You can bitch and moan, but you want quality worms, Dave has them. You pay the price. I mean, you pay the price. Unless you know, unless you don't want to catch fish, you try all these alternates that this time of year just don't seem to work, Dave. And I've tried the artificials as well. And, Dave, blood, and more bloods. That's a dealio.
You know, clams sometimes work, but it's been hard to get good fresh clams. You know, they've pretty much cleaned them out. It's big machinery, and it supposedly has a lot to do with the – yeah, the warming ocean that the clams just aren't setting like they used to. So even the surf clams are really, really hard to get. There's only one boat working for bait clams in the state. And, you know, if we're all dependent on that one boat and nobody else working in the other state. But
like I said, Dave, the one time I couldn't get the worms, I tried it. And we had success with clams. Dave, that was always more into April. I'm talking March, man. It's a bloodworm deal. And if you can get them, they don't have blood, you get sandworms. But, Dave, when you're using the sandworms predicated on size, now, listen, if you remember, Dave, we had to mention this, you know, that the inline circle hooks, you're using bait for bass, any kind of flesh, you need the inline circle hooks. Dave, would you recommend putting on one of those anacondas if you do spend the money for the jumbos? Big bait, big fish, or will they, you know, elephant eats peanuts too. Will they take a, you know, half a blood or a small one? What do you think?
Well, they definitely will. It's a matter of, you know, how many are going to find it and, you know, how many perch are going to find a $2 plus worm. You know, that's another thing. So when you put it on, it all depends on what you want. You know, the more is definitely better for those big mouth stripers.
Mm-hmm.
But what are you going to do? You're limited, and every year I see a big fish caught on a number four hook and a perch rig on a 10-pound you know, 10-pound trout outfit.
That listen, it happens. It seems more, like I said, this become more frequent to me. Maybe I'm more keyed in out of the past 3 or 4 years, seeing 28, 30, 31, 32 inch fish, like caught by guys that were perch fishing. And surprises are where you find them. Listen, it's the right place at the right time. Dave, on your rigs, now, do you have custom Absecon Bay Sportsman's rigs with the inline circle hooks?
Well, I'm supposed to have by before Monday, Butch's rigs are locally made by old-time rig tire and fisherman.
He's up in Little Lake Harbor.
Yeah, he's up to him, and I sort of tied him up, and I got him working hard as he can.
He has some badass rigs, man. Old-timer, he cranks them out, Dave.
Yeah, well, Absecon Bay here is usually just me, and I only got so much time, and my fingers are getting too fat and stubby to to tie all them knots too fast. So, but no, I got his. Now one thing, I don't know, probably couldn't find those hooks, but I did get, if you're using the bloodworms, I did get the new Eagle Claw inline circle bait holder hooks where they got the barbs on the back of the hook that will at least help hold that worm on a little bit.
Ooh.
And then the other way, now that I think about it, I'm not sure if I got any in here, but another thing is you can save some money by using the bait mesh, a mesh bag they use for salmon eggs or anything else, or you can cut a piece of your wife's stocking up and tie the worms up in that. The smell still comes out. You can even put a bag full on and then give it a little wormy look to it by throwing on a Berkley gulp blood worm.
Dave, I'll tell you, again, I've used those in a pinch. I caught no bass, but I caught plenty of perch. Dave, that bloody blood, that fluorescent red, that color is not of this earth. That red blood worm, that's a badass little perch bait. No bass, a couple of shorts, can't even remember.
Well,
but Dave, as an alternative, maybe? I don't know.
Well, as your New Jersey and probably national saltwater Berkley gulp expert, one thing you have to remember, no matter how good the gulp is, you still have to work it like an artificial. You have to take your some kind of rig like you were bass fishing on that blood worm and work it through the bottom. Just not fast.
Mm-hmm.
Get it up, bounce it up, use a Carolina rig, use a pegged rig, use a jig head, but you want to actually work that gulp, and then you'll catch them. It's not, you can't just sit it there in the bottom and let it let it sleep. They may find it on occasion, but if you work it, put it in their nose and get them through it, you're gonna really. It will turn them on.
Okay, joining us on the line is Captain Dave the Rave Scholl of Seacon Bay Sports and Center, 81 Natalie Terrace and Obsequ, our 19th annual opening day, early season, striped bass places and tactics and baits. Dave, those who just don't want to use bait, wait a week or two, and I know you're a huge proponent of the gulp, like the paddle tails, the jerk sheds, what have you, and you're a tremendous success with them. And the guys that like me among them, like to do the plugs and stuff. When does that transition to where you will have more action, catch more fish with than the bloodworms or an even keel with the bloodworms? When do you see that transition? Water temperature, what? Time of day, what? Time of March, when?
I think it's the water temperature. And I honestly believe, I think it's now that we're looking at something different. I'll give you last year was one of my, I got more early fishing in the Mullica River earlier than ever. I started on March 9th was the first day out. We just set out, had the perch rigs out, and we caught some small bass, caught a bunch of nice sized perch, put them in. I did like three more days after that, and we've been catching mixed sot, nothing in to keep. But then it was March 15th. Maybe 17th, but right in the middle of the month, it was a nice sunny morning, no wind, and all of a sudden, the only perch I could catch were these little black-finned males that looked like they were all dressed up, ready to, with the tuxedos, ready to go spawn. They were going to get it on. But I said, man, this is just not right. We can't sit here and fish it. I had one customer with me, so we. And was willing to try anything, so I picked up the casting rods, put on a 4-inch gulp paddle tails. I went in front of I said, man, that crick up there looks nice. I went in the mouth of this crick. First cast, I definitely felt life. Something had bumped it.
Mm-hmm.
And by the third cast, I was hooked up to a solid, not keeper, but solid fish. And in the next 2 hours, we had 27 bass with 2 30-inchers all on the, and that was like probably March 17th. And I think we're almost in that situation right now.
Dave, I remember that.
The temperature is very similar. The water temperature's going to be very similar right now. So,
Dave, I remember that. I'm saying my fun. I says, man, Scholl's on fire. What the hell is going on here? That was what you guys had one hell of a day. Well, Dave, we're up against a hard break. I have a couple of minutes left. Now, listeners, March 1st, Obsequ Bay Sports and Center, 81 Natalie Terrace in Obsequ. And Captain Dave the Rave Scholl will be having, Dave, a striper slash perch tournament, a one-dayer?
Yeah, well, we'll be We'll be on that when you come back.
Okay. No, Dave, they're going to wrap it up in our next segment with Cat and Dave. Hey, man, he has a one-day tournament coming on next Tuesday, March 1st. Be right back. Reckon Finn Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
Fox News, I'm Carmen Roberts. Gunfire last night in Kiev as Russian troops try to take over the capital city. But as day breaks, Ukrainian forces are still in control.
It does not appear to be a major push at this time. We're also hearing shelling on the outskirts of the city. Also, people are leaving. The train station is a real scene of chaos. Poland is expecting up to 1 million refugees.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Kiev. President Zelensky and his cabinet remaining defiant, refusing to leave the city. And the CDC rolls out new COVID guidance.
Newer guidelines made public Friday say masks will not be necessary for a majority of Americans going forward.
Fox's Eben Brown. The guidance does not apply to public transportation. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Sunny to partly cloudy today, high 40. Partly cloudy tonight, low 25. Mostly sunny tomorrow, it'll become windy and milder with a high of 51, winds west 12 to 25 miles per hour. Mainly clear tomorrow night, low 22. Sunshine Monday, cold again, high only 38. I'm AccuWeather's Sally Sherman on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
We're going to wrap up our 19th annual opening day, opening week, whatever, Striper, How to, Where to, early season in the Back Bay. Happy New Year with Captain Dave the Rave Showell of Absecon Bay Sportsman Center, 81 Natalie Terrace in Absecon. Well, Captain Dave, March 1st, like you said, it's a one-dayer. We have something going. What's it? Is it about the bass and the perch? Go!
Yeah, well, the bass, I hopefully it's a one-dayer, but the first three stripers that come, legal stripers that come through the door,
okay,
are going to, yeah, you're going to take home a gift certificate. The first one is $200. Second one is a $100, and the third one's $50. You know, one kavat, because I believe in my heart that we're going to see more than three in the first day.
There you go.
I'm going to, you know, so any time from 6 o'clock in the morning on the 1st till 6 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm opened up. And it'll be the big, you know, if there's more than one, I think there will be, but if there's more than one, it's going to be, you know, by going by weight, the largest fish. Now, Tom P., my guide and hero through all these years of showing me how to get on the radio and all this good stuff. But he has offered a prize because he wants food. He don't care.
That's you know, right.
He'll catch all the stripers, and if he catches a keeper, the first one is definitely going in the pan. But the white perch are going to be mixed with these stripers. So he says he wants to have a perch contest on the opening day, so I'm going to run that for him. So March 1st, Tom, for the first – yeah, it's not going to be a giant prize. These are not giant fish, but Tom P. is a giant of a radio personality.
You're killing me, Dave.
but no, seriously, we're going to have for the biggest fish that comes in on March 1st, the biggest white perch, excuse me, we'll get a $15 gift certificate. That's a 25.
25, 25, right.
15 for the second and 10 for third. So we got, and it's not a big thing, but it's bragging rights.
And
bragging rights is a big thing in fishing.
And you can get, you know, you can get a bag of gulp or some bloodworms or listeners. That's what it's all about. Just feed that source, man. I don't want to be big money. Just feed that source, feed that habit, man.
Yeah, well, that's what it's all about because it is a habit. Yeah, it's been, what you say, we've gone 19 years. It's been my habit here.
Yeah, Dave. Well, Dave, one thing, listen, I want to mention, Dave, you've been there, what, 35 or 36 years. You're an icon, you know, the Atlantic County, Cape May County area. You've been through the thick, the thin, the fat, the starvation periods, and you keep it going, Shoal. How do you do it?
Well, you just got to love the fish and you love the people. Yeah, and I think really, yeah, even more than the fishing, I love the people. I love to be able to tell you what you need to catch a fish when you're in here. You don't need a Van Stall. You don't need some carbon super exactly wand to catch a fish. Yeah, I tell you the right one. You have the right place. Yeah, if you come in the store and I know a place that I think that you can get to and find and catch a fish, yeah, I'm going to tell you. When you get on the Facebook page, I get a little more ambiguous, but that's something else. I give you plenty of pointers on there. It's just
exactly
it's
right.
Just, when I take you out fishing, I like to fish up to your capabilities. I like to teach you on the way. I just love taking people out, and well, you know, as much as I hate to get off of this creek where I've been, 67 years now, I've been within a cast of the creek is where I've been living, except for a couple of years in the Peace Corps, and that's another story. But here we are, and I'm getting ready for another big season, and I hope to see a lot of you in here.
Well, Dave, what's the name of your charter? Back Bay Safaris or something like that?
Yeah, well, I'm Apsekan Bay. Apsekan Bay Fishing Safaris is what I...
Well, Dave, let me ask you this, because I know this happened last time. Listeners, you want to book with Shoal, do it now, soon, now, because once everything gets rolling, hey, where's Captain Dave? He's on a trip. Where's Captain Dave? Got a charter. Where's Captain Dave? Got a charter. Where's Captain Dave? Got a trip. So, listeners, he books, and he books quickly, Dave. So I was amazed. You had one stretch there. I couldn't get a hold of you for a month, it seemed.
Well, I'll tell you, I really think the spring fishing is getting back to the original. When I first came in here, well, there were no stripers. There was basically none. You know, anybody that caught, if I was to go out on March, on May, say April 15th, right in the middle of the spawn and everything in the Mullica River in 1985, and if you caught an 18-inch keeper, and the limit was 10 at 18 inches back then, but if you were to catch one, that one fish would have made the paper.
Wow.
Absolutely, it would have been listed. You would have, if you had it, but nobody had a picture because nobody had a camera with them those days. Now, so,
mm-hmm.
But one 18-inch keeper in 1985 would have made the paper.
Come a long way, Dave.
It's amazing what's here now.
It's come a long way. Okay, Cap, do me a favor. Give that Facebook page, give that website, give that phone number, please.
Yeah, if you Facebook, just search for at Apsekan Bay. Yeah, for all my Spanish friends out there, and I got a lot of them in here. You can fish. Look for Aroba Apsekan Bay. That's it, and it'll pop up Apsekan Bay Sportsman Center. And from there, you can get to the pages for the fishing safaris and everything else. But I got lots of information. I got lots and lots of pictures, and even if you just want to look at it and check it out, you'll know what's going on in the area.
Okay, Captain Dave, we will see you Tuesday. Mark my words. Yeah, Tom P will be in the house.
It's going to be a good one.
Okay, Cap, we'll see you then.
Okay, I'm more anxious than anybody else comes through the door. We'll see you then.
Will you? Yeah, me and Dave doing the opening day show there. It was 19 years. It's been crazy. I want to switch gears a little bit. Don't forget, now the AC Boat Show is going to kick off this Wednesday, I guess next Wednesday rather, and go through Sunday. I'm going to be working out, and that's going to be a beast. Talking about boat show. So last Friday, maybe, or Saturday, I forget what it was, up there at the MTA boat show up there at the Raritan Center in Edison. I'm in the aisle doing my thing, talking, rapping with people. I look up, I said, and there, coming down the aisle, people, it just right there. This racker, this was a 190, 200 class racker coming down. I'm like, everyone stopped. I'm looking. I said, whoa, whoa. And it morphed into Louis Mazzio, Yo Buck Mineral and Attractant. This is the deer time to get the minerals down. Louis, how's that, man? I said, here he is. He's in the house.
Hey, Tommy, how are you?
Good to have you on, Louie.
Is that what you're saying?
I tackled you there. I said, well, Louie, we got mineral time now for the deer for the fall. This is the prime time to get it going, correct?
Absolutely, 100%.
Well, Louie, this weather pattern now, it's again, the days are getting longer. We know all that. The time change is going to happen. It's all that. We got the cold, we got the warm. These deer, now this is poverty food time, poverty mineral time. This is probably the most, again, critical time of year, is it not?
Absolutely. Rut's over, right? They've been running themselves to death, chasing after does. Deer bait is eliminating out of the woods. Does are pregnant with fawns, so now is the time to give them that little bit extra that they need, especially to recover after winter.
Okay, Louie, hang in for one more segment. We're going to break. Listeners, Louie Mazzio, Yo Buck, Deer Mineral Track, and Basin Hamilton, all the deer hunters among us. Now is the time to get that mineral. Let's get those spots set now and get it going. Grab that cup, grab that red. We'll be right back with Louie Mazzio, Rack and Fin Radio.
If you love South Jersey's talk station, then the WPG Talk Radio app is a must-have on your phone. Listen to all your favorite talk shows around the clock and instantly call them with just the tap of your finger. Download the Hurley in the Morning podcast. Send us your pictures and videos of breaking news and more. It's the WPG Talk Radio app, a free download from South Jersey's talk station, WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Saving at the Home Depot means you can do more for less. Like making your laundry and life easier with a Samsung Laundry Pair with steam technology that eliminates stains and reduces wrinkles and odors. Enjoy savings on top-rated appliances online, in-store, or on the Home Depot app. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. U.S. only while supplies last. Valid February 10th through March 2nd, 2022. Free delivery applies to orders of $396 or more.
High prices don't get you a great network. A great network gets you a great network. It's why Total Wireless runs on the largest, most dependable network with nationwide 5G. And now our totally unlimited plan is just $50 a month for talk, text, and high-speed data that never run out. Get unlimited laughing, scrolling, unlimited everything. Total Wireless. Do amazing. Available at Walmart. Capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. Total Wireless reserves the right to review your account after 60 gigs. Terms and conditions at totalwireless.com/terms.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic, our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. Get your best sleep all night, every night. For a limited time, save up to $500 on select adjustable mattress sets and experience the deep, undisturbed sleep of Tempur-Pedic. Get full offer details at Tempur-Pedic.com.
You're always up for some fun with the family, so you order the essentials, a new board game, some baking supplies, and even a new projector for outdoor movie night. And with the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards credit card, you can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Rewards which you can put toward an extra treat that everyone will enjoy, like an old-fashioned popcorn machine. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding and apply now. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
Download Rack and Fin Radio as a podcast on the WPG Talk Radio app. Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
You're back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. We got February 26th and 27th. We're going to close out with Louie Mazzio. Yo, Buck, deer mineral on the track. The critical period is now to get these minerals down, give those deer some reinforcements, get them through this hard period, improve antler growth, improve overall health, improve lactating for the duck. Everything works with the minerals, and some of the best out there is Yo Buck, based in Hamilton. Lou, critical period, correct? What do we have these next this next month and a half? What's the dealio?
Next month and a half, we have a couple deer bucks that are still holding, but eventually they will lose them with the warmer weather coming.
Yep.
It's just a thing that happens naturally now. They hold a little bit longer. Most important thing is that people have to remember you want to grow bigger antlers in deer. You have to have a certain amount of protein, water, vitamins, and nutrients and genetics with those deer, right? So depending on where you hunt, pine needles, sand, they're not getting the nutrition that they need. So
right.
They're not getting the minerals and vitamins they need. They're not getting the protein that they need to reach their genetic potential, right? So we really got to focus in on that. On top of that, does. They're pregnant now. Think about when your wife daughter, sister was pregnant, they took a prenatal vitamin, right? Because it's important for the baby. Mm. That's why we offer Yobuck as just not as something that we use to create antlers, is to create healthy fawns.
There you go.
Healthy fawns result in a healthy deer herd.
Lou, let's get real fast. Jump back to what you said. It was the last Sunday. Lovely Demer and I were hunting out. We were guests on a place out there by Estelle Manor, and we're coming back. I wanted to show her Cumberland Pond, where there's some big ass pickerel. Yeah, the Manamuskin Creek, where it crosses 49 right there. We made the right going up. I'm looking at the lands because we're looking at some property out there as well. And I said, and she said, babe, look, and I look, and there went, I guess, 6 point over, right across the road. Not in any great hurry, and through the woods, had both sides of his racks done. Now, Lou, this was last week. The latest I ever saw them with full racks around, and I, Lou, you know me, from Sussex to Cape May, a lot of points in between, was around Valentine's Day. Down here in South Jersey, they seem to hold them. Is that individual deer's genetics, or down here they hold them longer?
I would really like to see somebody come out with a real study on this, because you could see it on social media. People talking about how long deer are still holding.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like it gets longer and longer. I mean, I remember when I was a kid walking around the woods in late January, early February, and bam, antlers on the ground. And then on camera, like when the camera started to get a little bit better past 35 millimeter, you would see, you know what I mean, that they were dropping them. But now, I mean, we're going into March, and I have people sending me pictures of deer holding antlers still.
Jeez, wow. So, that is amazing. Yeah, a little on segue. I just wanted to touch on that. Lou, let's get to the bones here, the bottom line here, what it is, the prices, everything's going balls through the roof here. I guess just went up 5 cents or 6 cents from when just a day ago was I'm coming down here. But, Lou, Yobuck, what do we have now? You have different packaging, you know, told me, different marketing, get more. How's this? Pun intended. More bang for the buck with Yobuck. What's the dealio?
So we're trying to fight inflation the best way we can. We can't cut out ingredients that we put in our product. We don't want to play any tricky games where we do the old shrinkflation trick where we put less in the bag like they do with potato chips and then they charge it the same amount. We're not trying to do any of that, and we're not going to cut our costs by making a lesser product. So I've come up with the idea of doing a bulk box. So we're going to do 15 and 25 pound bulk box online. We're going to offer free shipping. It'll come priority mail, and we're going to do it that way. That means that we normally sell it in a 2.5 pound bag.
That's what we get, right.
So what we're trying to do is eliminate all those little bags and labels from people. We're still recommending, once you initially start with 5 pounds, just to put 2.5 pounds on the ground, because we don't want to make expensive deer urine. So for customers who have purchased the product in the past, they don't need a million bags. They know how much they need to put down. This will really, really be a price saver. So we're probably looking at anywhere between 15 to 20% savings if you're buying 15 to 25 pound bags. We are going to keep the individual bags through a transition phase, because some people order together online. So maybe they order 10 2.5 pound bags and they split it with their buddy. Mm. So until we get to that point, we're just going to have everything still available, but we're hoping this way we could fight inflation some. It's only going to get worse. Shipping is going to get more expensive. All the ingredients are going to get more expensive. Everything's getting more expensive. So we're trying to do our very best as a small business to not gouge people and keep raising prices.
Well, Louie, it's a business. You have to make money as well. We're speaking of Louie Mazzio, Yobuck, deer mineral attractant. Louie, we only have a minute left to show now. Frequency, say you have a 20-acre, 30-acre, 10-acre plot. Frequency through May, through June, all the way through the summer. What's the deal?
So up to 40 acres, you only need one Yobuck site, one mineral site. That's all you need. A lot of people do more because they have different bow stands and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that part, but you only need up to 40 acres. You need one spot. You're going to start with 5 pounds, and then you're going to go back every month, and you're going to add 2.5 pounds every month to that Yobuck site.
A lot of people mix it
with corn. I would not mix it with corn until September, October timeframe. I just wouldn't. do it. Corn's about to get real expensive too. So this is an alternate to keep deer on your property or in your hunting area, because corn is about to get expensive.
Look, I was talking to a farmer up there, Mercer, on the Mercer Hunting and Border. I can't believe what he told me the price of fertilizer. What's corn going to be next year? Like $15 a bag? What do you think? This is going to be crazy.
More than that. People are going to be shocked. I mean, sweet potatoes, apples. Don't think that bait is, I mean, it was what, 65 a bin for sweet potatoes this year?
Right.
Get ready for $100 or more a bin, because though there are seconds, it still costs money to grow them. It took fuel, it took fertilizer. So.
That's it. Well, listeners, get those antlers growing, though. Put the Yo Buck mineral tracking down now. It's going to help antler growth. It's going to help the does, being pregnant. It's going to help them with their nursing, their offspring. Win-win all around. And Louie has some great deals going. Louie, give that website phone number, please.
www.yobuck.com.
Listeners, and it was something. Watching him at the boat show, the 200 aisle, just the big racker morphed into Louis Mazzio. Everybody said, look, it's Mazzio in the house. Louis, you take care, man. We'll see you in the field.
Take care. It was great seeing you.
I'll see you, brother. Bye. That'll do it for this week on Rack and Fin Radio. You got to get the deer in here, man. This is the time. It's critical time. Food is at its lowest ebb, man. The browse up really not going to be kicking in until late April, May. Get the Yo Buck down. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders. God bless law enforcement. Tuesday, striper season opens. Get to it. See you next week, Rack and Fin Radio.